Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
And now, back to the man who thinks Wall Street could learn a thing or two about how business is done on Main Street.
Well, if the good Lord don't like the way I conduct business, let him say something. Let him give me a sign.
Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back. 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for being part of my day. My pleasure to continue to be with you as always. And very excited about having Josh Costell back on the show. Josh is a longtime member of our Brain Trust. He's the author of The Science of Sales Success. And he's done an awful lot over the years to help us to understand how to strategize our sales strategy, how to align ourselves with customers, and maybe unalign, maybe disalign, maybe disengage from customers. He's taught us about that too a little bit, and I think he has some of that on his mind today. And he's our good friend, Josh Costell. Welcome back to the show.
Good morning, Jim. Great to be back. Thank you.
Good to have you back. And I know that you work for Tozer,
right?
But you also have your own company, and remind us about that.
That's Applying Knowledge System, which is MeasureMax.com.
Right.
MeasureMax.com, and it's for sales training.
Right, exactly. Now, one of the things that I'd like for you to talk to us a little bit about is the concept of you know, strategizing our getting our sales strategy going, and stratifying our strategy, meaning, you know, finding little cubby holes, little niches, little sub niches, little niches of niches out there in the marketplace, and finding a way to be successful in those areas, which could also mean that as we morph our sales strategy, it might also mean that we have to get rid of some folks, some customers. What do you think?
Absolutely, Jim. I think the challenge during difficult economic times is that the knee-jerk reaction is to, let me see if I can't make the net wider on who I'm going to go after. And when you think about it, that here you have most small businesses, you have limited resources. So what you're doing is basically going from a sniper shot to a shotgun, thinking that's going to help you. And it's just, the real key is not to see how, thin you can get by trying to cast the net too wide, but rethink about who are your ideal customers, who will pay for the value that you provide, right. And we can look at how you do that, not just, all you and I have talked about it so many times, all customers are not created equal.
Well, Josh, one thing that we need to point out to folks is something that I think is one of the great misconceptions. One of the great too many small business owners get wrong, and it's this idea that they're just like Walmart, or they're just like Target, or they're just like General Motors or Nike or whoever. That they're the same. That they have to think about the marketplace the same way as those companies, and because that's the ones they have probably in many cases the most experience with, and observing. And, as I've said many times, Josh, Walmart has to do business with everybody. They're the largest company in the world. They've got the largest employer in the world. Everybody's a prospect for them. So they have to approach the marketplace that way. Small business owners, they might be able to be wildly successful with six customers. Some small businesses can be wildly successful with six customers. Maybe it's 16, maybe it's 60. But it's certainly not millions, and once we understand that, that's when it's easier to understand your idea of the ideal customer.
Jim, it's funny you say that because I like to always point out to my clients that if you can meet your goal with 1% market share, it means that all your sales strategy has to be is, can you get 99 out of 100 people to say they don't want to do business with
right?
Yeah.
Well, exactly. It's sort of like It's sort of like we recently took a trip to Alaska, and Josh, I took 3,000 pictures, which means that I had a big job when I came back, you know, getting the ones that we wanted to keep. A lot of them were throwaways, right? So I started out by looking at all 3,000, and that was driving me crazy. Finally, I said, wait a minute. Why don't I just take this 3,000 and quickly look through them and just find the ones I want and pull them out? Rather than eliminating the ones I don't want, why don't I pull out the ones that I want?
That's a great analogy.
And that's exactly what small business owners have to do, isn't it?
Yes, and so the question is, how do you do it? You know, it's great to use buzzwords like niche marketing. And
right.
One of the best...
Josh, hold on to that thought, because when we come back, that's what I want you to do. I want you to help us take this idea that we posed and put it into action. Josh knows how to do this, folks. 20 Till, right back after these messages. Josh Costello is our guest. His book is called The Science of Sales Success.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.